Takin inhabit the mountainous regions of western China and the Himalayas in Asia. There are 4 subspecies of Takin, and each has a different range. The Takin that we have here at the safari is the Sichuan Takin. They are found in China's temperate forests, forested valleys, rocky alpine zones, as well as shrublands and grasslands. They live in altitudes between 1,000 to 4,500 meters, or 3,200 to 14,700 feet above sea level, where they feed on a variety of grasses, buds, leaves, bark, and bamboo. Salt is also an important part of their diet. As such, they will travel great distances to reach salt deposits, where they may stay for several days. As a species, the Takin is considered vulnerable, and like the giant panda, they are considered a national treasure by the Chinese. China has created 2 reserves for the Sichuan Takin, and they are fully protected by Chinese law. It is estimated that there is less than 5,000 Takin in the wild, and fewer than 50 in North American zoos. Takin are large and stocky animals, ranging in weight up to 250 kilograms, or 550 pounds for females, and 400 kilograms, or 880 pounds for males. Their body is similar to that of the bison. Their horns are small and run parallel to the skull, and then turn upwards in a short point, similar to the wildebeest. Their nose is large and similar to a moose, and their tail is short and bushy like a bear. Takin are generally slow-moving, but are capable of reacting quickly when disturbed, and can be fierce when cornered or wounded. Despite having short legs, with the help of their large, 2-toed hooves and a highly developed spur, they have no problems negotiating the steep and rocky slopes. If danger is sensed, a Takin will give a loud cough alarm, which sends the herd running for cover in the bamboo thickets where they will lie down and hide. In order to stay warm and dry during the bitter cold of winter, the Takin have some unique features. Their skin secretes an oily substance that keeps them dry, acting like a natural raincoat. They also have large sinus cavities, which warms up the incoming air before it reaches the lungs. Without this feature, they would lose large amounts of body heat just by breathing. As a result of their large size, powerful bodies, and horns, Takin have only a few natural enemies, which include wolves and bears. The primary threats affecting their survival is habitat loss, harvesting and hunting, and human disturbance. Takin have a seasonal migration. Each spring, Takin gather in herds of up to 300 individuals and migrate up the mountains. As the colder weather approaches and food is less plentiful, the herds break up into smaller groups of 10 to 30 and move down to the forested valleys. Takin are mysterious creatures, and there is still lots to learn about these odd-looking, majestic goat antelopes of Asia.